what I see is that there is a huge need to put necessary resources in place to help young people who are struggling, particularly young people who are struggling with gender identity at this time and with sexual identity and so on, that help and resource needs to be put in place. And we must realise too that the frontal lobe to the brain, I believe, having gone through trauma training recently, that is not developed until we are 26 years of age, and young people's minds will change much up until they are 26 years of age, and we do not have the full capacity for making very serious decisions about our lives until we are 26, is what I was told recently in training, but that's open for discussion. Respect is necessary right across the board, and anything that will take away violence against anyone, anything like that, is to be very much welcomed as well. And again, it is a choice for parents. Parents are the primary educators until someone is 18 years of age. And I think that there should be opt-outs for parents who do not wish to have their children involved in the present education, but that there should be a system of sex education put in place for all children, be that the parents doing it, be that it done in the schools, or whatever the case may be.